She was born on a farm, working the clay. She ran off when she was 16. Down a long country road, with nowhere to go, she knew that she had to leave. She hopped a one-way train with a ticket to ride in the third class back with the others. She watched the farm fade away, just hoping and praying she'd have a better life than her mother's. It's a long, long way from where we've been. The here and now is better than it was back then. Today may break your heart, but tomorrow holds the key. We've come so far, but the best is yet to be.
He was born on the farm, but he didn't want to stay. His daddy said he was a fool, so he crept away in the dead of the night and got a steamer out of Liverpool. Well, he's far, far away from the green fields and home to the wild Atlantic gray. He was hoping for work and he prayed for the love and half a world away.
It's a long, mopping the floor, he was working the bar. It was a divine collision of the human heart. It was east of her and west of him. They were wishing on the same bright star. And then the baby was a brand new star.
Oh, How do you dispose of cigarettes?
Well, there's part of plants.
Really? Fertilizer and dried plant roots can catch fire.
Trash cans okay?
Please. All that trash can easily catch fire.
So off my porch is a bad idea.
Cigarettes tossed into mulch, leaves, and grass start many fires. Fire can grow up the side of a building before anyone notices.
Fine. Bucket of sand?
That's perfect. Put it out. All the way. Every time. To learn more, go to mass.gov/DFS.
And that message goes out with heartfelt sympathy and for the people in Hawaii suffering wildfires. Put your cigarettes out. Don't mess with fire. Fire is bad. All right. We wrapped up a set of new music with some not-so-new music from Sarah Shook and the Disarmers. That was Keep the Home Fires Burning from 2017's Sidelong. But we heard brand new music from Rhiannon Giddens, who got a helping hand there from Jason Isbell on her new song, Yet to Be. We also heard new music from Lucinda Williams, who got a helping hand there from the boss, Bruce. Rock and Roll Heart, and that is from the album Stories from a Rock and Roll Heart. I don't think the whole album is out yet. Dropping singles here and there. Jamie Wyatt, World Worth Keeping, from her new album Feel Good, and Margot Price from a tribute album for Leon Russell, a song for Leon. We heard Stranger in a Strange Land. All right, it's 12:20 here on Something About the Women on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. As I mentioned when I was talking with Mike earlier, I have a set of music inspired by the passing of Robbie Robertson of the band. I did a little digging and found all kinds of great artists covering great songs by the band or popularized by the band or written by Robbie Robertson, a whole slew of them. So, like I said, I don't know a lot about the band, but I use this as a starting point to learn more about the music and really enjoyed what I found. So we'll start it off with probably one that you've heard, and this is Ms. Joan Baez here on Something About the Women.
Virgil Kane is my name, and I drove on the Danville train. Cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. I took the train to Richmond that fell. It was a time I remember oh so well. There goes the Robert E. Lee. Now I don't mind, I'm chopping wood, and I don't care if the money's no good. Just take what you need and leave the rest. But they should never have taken the very best. Father before me, I'm a working man, and like my brother before me, swear by the blood below my feet. You can't raise the cane back up when it's in the feed. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the people were singing. They went.
Thank you. lay in the tall grass till the morning light comes shining. If I had my way, I'd never get the urge to roam. But sometimes I serve my country, sometimes I stay at home. Just don't put me in a frame upon the mantel, where memories grow dusty, old and gray. Don't leave me alone in the twilight. Twilight is the loneliest time of day. Judging kind, but I would steal your darkness and the storms from your skies. And we've all got certain trials burning up inside. But just don't send me no distant salutations or silly souvenirs from far away. Don't leave me alone in the twilight. The loneliest time of day. Oh, 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 oh. And don't put me in a frame upon a mantle, where memories grow dusty old and gray. Oh, leave me alone. The loneliest time of day. Oh, 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 oh. Thank you. Makes no difference if we fade away.
just as it was. It's much too cold for me to stay. Goodbye to that country home. Just to take it in stride. Unfaithful servant, you'll learn to find your place. I can see it in your smile. And yes, I can see it in your face. Love's memories will linger on, but the still one and the same, just you and me.
Wrapping up our first set of songs surrounding Robbie Robertson, who passed away this past week. He worked with Bob Dylan and the band and Levon Helm and a lot of people. I don't know a lot about him. I tried to find out a bit. But he wrote a bunch of those songs, including that last one. That was Roseanne Cash doing The Unfaithful Servant. We also heard Sean Colvin. She did a great album called Cover Girl, and she did a lot of covers, and that was a cover of Twilight, also written by Robbie Robertson. Emmylou Harris did a title track to her album Evangeline, which he also wrote, and Teresa Brewer and the Oily Rags did Up on Cripple Creek, and that, I tend to associate that with the Grateful Dead, but he actually wrote that as well, and Joan Baez started us off with The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down, and she had a big hit with that on commercial radio back in the early 70s. All right, that's our first set, and we're going to continue because there's so much good music. You know, if you explore a songwriter and an artist, you find all the great artists who respected them enough to cover them. So we're going to continue now with another cover, and this is one of my favorite singers. She could sing anything. This is Joan Osborne here on Something About the Women.
Pulled into Nazareth, was feeling about half past dead. Just need a place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a girl might find a bed? Just grinned, shook my hand, no was all he said. Take a load off, Benny. Take a load for free. Take a load off. Put the load right on me. Right on.
that's okay. Won't you feed him when you can? Yeah. Take a load off Annie. Take a load for free. Take a load off. Put the load right on me.
Miss Moses, there's nothing you can't say. It's just old Luke, and Luke's waiting for the judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Annalee? You said, do me a favor, won't you stay and keep Annalee company?
Take a load off Annie, take a load for free. Take a load off Annie. Hey, you put the load right on. Take a load off Annie. Take a load for free. Take a load off Annie. Hey, you put the load right on.
Nobody said very much. Just some old wild shirts and a couple of pairs of pants, which nobody really wanted to touch. Mama come in, she picked up a book, and Papa asked her what it was. Someone else asked, what do you care? Papa said, well, just because. Then he started to take back the clothes and hang them on the line. It was January the 30th. Everybody was feeling fine. The next day, everybody got up, seeing if the clothes were dry. Dogs were barking, a neighbor passed. Mama, of course, she said, hi. Have you heard the news? He said with a grin. The vice president's gone mad. Where? Downtown. When? Last night. Huh, hey, that's too bad. Well, there's nothing we can do about it, said the neighbor. It's just something we're gonna have to forget. Yes, I guess so, said Ma, and then she asked me if the clothes were still wet. I reached up to touch my shirt, and the neighbor said, are those clothes yours? I said, some of them, not all of them. He said, you always help out around here with the chores. I said, sometimes, not all the time. And then my neighbor, he blew his nose just as Pop
Papa yelled outside.
Mama wants you to come on back in the house and bring them clothes.
I just do what I'm told, so I did it, of course. I went back in the house and Mama met me, and then I shut all the doors.
Next stop, Graceland's north.
Yeah, that is Colleen Renison. I had never heard of her before, but that was her covering Stage Fright, a Robbie Robertson composition. We heard Beth McKee doing Last Train to Memphis. And one of my favorites, now, Robbie Robertson didn't write this, Bob Dylan wrote it, but the band performed it. It's called Clothesline Saga, and I just love Maggie and Suzzy Roach's version of that. That is on an album called A Nod to Bob, an artist's tribute to Bob Dylan on his 60th birthday. And we started the set with Joan Osborne doing The Wait from her album How Sweet It Is, came out in 2002. It is time for me to say farewell to you. Thank you for listening to Something About the Women here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'm going to leave you with one last song for Robbie Robertson, and it's from a surprising artist, and we'll just let the artist speak for themselves. No, I'll tell you who it is. It's the Pointer Sisters. Thanks for listening. See you next time.